With the TV psychologist, the suit accused him of defrauding customers and making false statements, which McGraw denies. Again, the Dow is up 39 points. I'm Grace Thomas with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Attention, ditto heads. Enter, but enter at your own risk. This is the Radio News. Radio Serious Level.
President Bush is denying the war in Iraq has made the threat of terrorism worse. The AP's Mark Smith has the story live from the White House.
And the president's disputing published accounts of the new national intelligence estimate from America's spy agencies, which said Iraq helped recruit a new generation of terrorists. Bush says the fact that terrorists used the war to spread propaganda does not make it wrong.
My judgment is the only way to defend the country is to stay on the offense. It is preposterous to think if we were to withdraw and hope for the best, things would turn out fine against this enemy.
Bush says the election year politics was behind the document's leak, but he's ordering it declassified anyhow. Ed?
The AP's Mark Smith live at the White House. Meantime today in Afghanistan, a Taliban suicide bomber killed 18 people outside the compound of a provincial governor. Tony Blair made his final speech as prime minister to his Labour Party today in Britain. He knows there has been questions about his country's alliances.
Yes, it's hard sometimes to be America's strongest ally. And yes, Europe can be a political headache for a proud, sovereign nation like Britain. But believe me, there are no half-hearted allies of America today and no semi-detached partners in Europe.
Blair says he will step down in about a year. Former Enron chief financial officer Andrew Fastow is supposed to be sentenced today in Houston. He pleaded guilty 2 years ago to taking part in the collapse of Enron. He agreed to serve a maximum 10-year term. Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen is putting his money behind a project that maps the brain of a mouse.
The more you learn about computers, the more you wonder how the human brain functions and obviously can solve problems like vision and speech understanding in ways that no computer can do today.
Mutated spinach has been found in Pennsylvania. Also, an E. coli case has been confirmed in West Virginia. Health officials are honing in on a specific batch from a processing plant in California as the likely source of a nationwide outbreak. This is AP Radio News. Rules for liquids on carry-on luggage are being relaxed starting today. The director of Homeland Security is explaining why.
As air travelers enjoy being allowed to bring small amounts of liquids and gels on board,
I'm able to take my bag with me today.
Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff says it's a result of bomb experts saying the 3 ounces being allowed isn't enough to blow up a plane.
It does not make it feasible for someone to conduct a chemical assembly operation that would be necessary to create a bomb.
Chertoff says the new rules are likely to be in place for the foreseeable future. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
Dr. Phil likes to give out the advice.
You gotta grow up.
But Dr. Phil is being advised to settle a lawsuit over his now discontinued Shape Up diet plan. Some unhappy customers sued and have agreed to settle for $10.5 million. The lawsuit claimed Dr. Phil McGraw defrauded fans with his year-long venture into diet supplements, making false statements about the pills. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Started a business? Want to help reduce your taxes? Provide peace of mind by protecting your assets. Incorporate now with LegalZoom.com. Just answer a simple form online. It's quick and affordable. LegalZoom is not a law firm and can only provide self-help service at your direction. Visit LegalZoom.com and for a special discount, type Sirius in the referral box at checkout. Incorporate your business. Form an LLC. Even create a living will or trust. Go to LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Introducing real people with remarkable results, thanks to the Bowflex Home Gym.
My name is Michael Palenko, and I'm 49 years old. I'm in the best shape of my life.
Michael strength trains with a Bowflex Home Gym.
Well, in 10 weeks, I lost 26 pounds of fat. My waist dropped from a 36 inch down to about a 30.
Call 1-800-209-FLEX for a free informational DVD.
Using the Bowflex has changed my life tremendously. I love the way I look.
Get your own Bowflex Home Gym for no money down and payments as low as $14 a month, and your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Get a Bowflex, get your own Bowflex body. That's how it works.
Be strong, be fit, be Bowflex. For a free DVD, call 1-800-209-FLEX. That's 1-800-209-FLEX. Or go to buybowflex.com.
On approved Bowflex credit card purchases, monthly payment is 1.5% of the purchase plus any late fees. The number of months you pay and total amount of minimum monthly payments depends on additional purchase and account balances. Individual results will vary. Full refund, the shipping and handling. Call for complete details.
Travelocity presents the Gigantenormous Sale.
Holiday, here I come.
Save $100 instantly on your vacation.
Smashing!
Plus, get $200 off your next one.
Cha-ching, bada-bing!
Hurry, save up to $300.
300 buckaroos? That's mucho moolah!
Book now. Sale ends November 16th. Restrictions apply. For details and other great deals, visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, presents Lynn Samuels.
Said and done, they go back home. I need to order another one. That just stopped, didn't it? Well, you know, when you get your music off, what did we get it off, MySpace? What can you... That's Clay Aiken. Guess who's sitting in the studio with me? Guess who's sitting in the... He'll never figure out what mic that is.
Is it this one?
That one.
I'm a broadcast professional. I can figure this out. Couldn't help carry it, but...
Oh, that one's not turned on because my shortcut is plugged into that one.
This one?
Yeah, you see, this is like a caller come to life. The guy that I keep saying, Mike! Mike!
I'm Lynn's tech support. There I am.
But sure. I did. My thing is, I'm right that it's not me, that the buttons don't work.
You may have broken it.
But they work sometimes.
Yeah, you may have pressed them too hard and it's shorting out. I think that could be the problem.
I probably do press them too hard.
That's okay. We'll make something out of it.
But yeah. They eventually work. Or I just let the music play. See, it's not that I can't do anything. He happens to be here for a different reason than to see me. And I say, and he says, oh, I can come up and say hello. And I said, listen to the sound of that. And I said, it's going to ruin the mystery. You know, you should never, never meet anybody you talk to on the telephone. Ever.
That's true. I met a girlfriend back when I was on the radio. I met a girlfriend like that. It wasn't good.
Well, you were just an idiot. All you men.
Yes.
You men. Has any woman ever dated a caller or something? Well, there aren't that many women on the radio, but you men always, although Mike Malloy got his wife that way. Mike Malloy's wife was like a listener.
Yeah.
Who just, you know, wanted to meet him and date him and whatever, and they're happy, you know.
I don't recommend it. Not for me.
Did yours turn into a stalker?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, my friend Lenny Lopez, he had one of those stalkers. Because you men, I mean, Mike ended up marrying this woman, but you men look at it as like a quick way to get laid or something.
Yeah, that was about it.
Yeah, that's you men.
And
so,
she was literally a trailer bat. She lived in a trailer. That should have been my first clue.
There's nothing wrong with the trailer.
This trailer there was, with the creepy parents and the mother living on the couch with the swatting flies and watching your stories.
Who was the other one I know who got in trouble? A lot of them. Most people, Mike Malloy is a definite exception, but most of them, you know, men who think you're on the radio, you know, so you can get women, it ends badly. I don't know any women who've ever done that. I won't even meet women listeners, because you never know. Did you see who came out as gay? This is like a day, by the way. There is no news. There is, like, no news. The news just went on a vacation. I mean, you know, we could talk about this endless, to, you know, who would Jesus waterboard. That's good. Alice said that, didn't she? Who would Jesus waterboard? That's better than who would Jesus torture. Who would Jesus waterboard? That's the sign we all need. But there is, like, no news. Do you know who just came out as gay? Miss Cleo.
Uh-huh. That's right. Call me now.
All you girls. It was in the paper. It was in one of the gossip columns yesterday in New York. And I forgot to look it up. In the Advocate. Oh, God, this poor woman just wants to get back in the public eye. So bad. So bad.
I guess she doesn't really have a crystal ball in her future, but you know...
I loved her. When she was big, Miss Cleo, was when I was lucky enough to be visiting Miami all the time. And she was much bigger in Miami. And Florida is where they were chasing her down, is where Channel 7 out of Miami, the Fox news station down there, they would chase her in her house, out of her house, stop her on the street. They had, every day, there was Miss Cleo screaming at them that she wouldn't, so it was hysterical. It was so it turns out she's a big old lesbian. So, I don't know, maybe Rosie, you know, will do something. about her. I thought that was, I really think it's just a way to get back in the public eye.
Well, she is just an actress. She's not actually the clairvoyant anything.
Well, she says she was.
Well, I'm an actor, too. I can say I'm a clairvoyant, too. It doesn't make me clairvoyant.
But you could, I have this theory. Why can't both things be true? It's like with Valerie Plame, you know, when they say, well, it wasn't a White House plot to out a CIA agent. It was just that old gossip Richard Armitage, you know, gossiping. And I keep saying, why couldn't it be both things? Why couldn't he be gossiping and the White House have a plot to discredit her husband? Just because one thing is true, would that mean that a second thing can't be equally true?
If she was really a psychic, how come she couldn't see that the feds would be investigating her for fraud?
Oh, everybody says that. Oh, how nice. Somebody came in. Did they come in to my computer and take away all my favorites? They took away all my favorites.
I have a solution to that while I'm here.
Oh, I know how to fix it. See, this studio is used, it's like Animal House when I'm not here. Wait a minute, maybe. Oh, wait a minute, maybe it's because it's not Mozilla. Maybe my favorites are on Mozilla. Yes, they are. I take it back. Candy says that Bill Clinton was lying. Condi says that Bill Clinton, he didn't leave her with any plan. But Bill Clinton's whole point was proven, because she sat down with the New York Post to say that Bill Clinton was lying in that interview. And she said, they didn't leave us any plan. How would she know? Did she read anything? Did her boss read anything? But you see, Bill Clinton's point was nobody ever asks the hard questions of anybody but somebody like him. And did the New York Post think to say to her, well, let's say Bill Clinton really didn't leave you a plan, you know, that he had no plan to kill bin Laden and he had no plan to get rid of Al-Qaeda. What did you do when you read that presidential daily briefing that said bin Laden is determined to strike within the United States, cunty? Did they ask her that? No. No, they didn't. So that proves exactly his point. And, of course, Dick Morris has a column today that's all over that says now the public has seen the real Bill Clinton. The Bill Clinton who gets angry. So what? Who doesn't get angry? Particularly if you're being attacked day and night. And people are lying about you. Why wouldn't he get angry? It's like, oh my God, Bill Clinton gets angry. Oh God, that certainly makes him unqualified to be president. Only somebody, I guess he wasn't taking as much meds as some of the other presidents. You know, gee, he wasn't on medication. They are never going to leave this man. I'm telling you, they're going to be like Dick Morris in particular. Dick Morris is going to be jumping into Bill Clinton's grave, you know, to complain about what he's wearing when they bury him. These people, what is wrong with them? They're just never going to leave them alone. They're never going to let... And Dick Morris goes on to say... I should post this. I don't like to sully my website with Dick Morris. Oh, my God. He says that Clinton, I don't know, why does Clinton keep doing these interviews? He made his points. I think he was great. There are people even on the left who were saying he shouldn't have done it. He shouldn't have yelled at Chris Wallace. He shouldn't have poked him. He shouldn't have done this, he shouldn't have done that. But he like woke up. Finally, somebody on the left said, I am not your pinata. I am just not your pinata. Just stop it already. And he certainly couldn't do it while he was the president. Oh, he lost his temper. You know, now there are some criticisms you can make of a president that are perhaps valid, that show something about them. Alex Bennett's favorite president, who somehow is Lyndon Johnson. Did the guy from Osler call after that? Did his friend from Osler call? Oh, man. I need to get in touch with that hustling guy. Lyndon Johnson used to talk to reporters while he was sitting on the toilet. Lyndon Johnson was a really kind of a crude person. And I don't know if he was really that crude or whether, you know, people like to have to create a vision of themselves. You know, like, I'm nicer on the radio than I am in real life. And Bob Grant, one of our local radio heroes, is more horrible on the radio than he is in real life, where he's just a pussycat. And, you know, Howard Stern is, you know, raunchier on the radio than he is in real life, where he really is pretty shy. So maybe Johnson was, you know, this crudeness. I don't know why you would choose to create that kind of a public persona. But he used to hold press conferences while he was sitting on a toilet, doing what you do, sitting on a toilet, what men do. Women have two choices. So that was pretty disgusting. Why can't Clinton get mad when he was president? I think it's amazing that Bill Clinton, like, that didn't go totally insane. All during all of that impeachment, I kept saying, every time I see Andrew Wilcox go by now, I look to see if he has a gun. Did I tell that on the air yesterday? Where I was saying to somebody, oh, God, it was the best story. The thing about the guy in Florida where the guy threatened him with a gun because of that Tickle Me Elmo. And I was telling Frank DeCaro out in the hall. And I was just saying to Frank, and the guy who was trying to take the Tickle Me Elmo away from the guy in Tampa, of course, said, I have a gun. And Andrew was walking by, and he goes, I have a lot of guns. Okay. All right. Why was I thinking of, like, Ed Norton? Is that his name, the actor? The guy in The Illusionist. The guy in American Nazi. American History X. It's Ed Norton? What is the name of the guy that Art Carney played on...
That's Ed Norton. The other one's Edward Norton.
Oh, that's Edward. Ed Norton. Okay. Ed and Edward. Did everybody go see The Illusionist? I can't recommend that movie enough. Some friend of mine last night is saying, oh, this would be such a good night to go to the movies, but there's nothing to see. And I'm going, The Illusionist, The Illusionist, The Illusionist. But some people just have decided they don't like Edward Norton. So they're not going to go. Hey, missed the best movie of the year so far. What do I care? So Andrew says, I have a lot of guns. I probably shouldn't say this. Because he sure as hell better not be living in Manhattan. Because you can't get permits for guns. You have to prove, like, somebody's going to kill you. Howard has a permit, right? Or he did. Howard used to have a permit. That was, like, a big thing when they would print all the people, you know, the famous people who had gun permits in Manhattan. Somebody could have used that yesterday. Did you see that? It was a shootout on, like, 62nd Street? It was like a real shootout. That must have been scary. You're, like, walking around shopping, and the next thing you know, people are shooting you or shooting all around you? Jesus. It's like the Wild West. So I don't know what to say when somebody says, I have a lot of guns. I turned around and I looked at him and I said, I would only need one. And then I got told that it's like women and shoes. Different guns, different purposes. I think I did tell this on the air. But it's the right Garrett doesn't remember. I don't remember. Maybe you people listening don't even remember. Mike would have remembered. Well, I love these stories that have different. You can look at them differently. Housewives season premiere plunges in ratings. But that isn't exactly true. It's much better this year than it was last year. Did anybody watch it, Desperate Housewives? Who is that? The Ladies of Wisteria Lane. It was down from its second season premiere. It was down 4 million listeners. But then if you read down about Desperate Housewives, it was the top show in viewership. So it's like you could have picked a headline that said Desperate Housewives tops in viewership, right? On Sunday night. Or, as they chose to do, where is this from? Paul Van Gogh, The Hollywood Reporter. That it plunged in the ratings, but it was still the best of the night. So so you can look at it as half empty, half full. As a matter of fact, consumer confidence is up. Well, that's because gas is going to be like, I don't know, a dollar. They took a poll. I love these stupid polls. You know, I don't even know what a poll means anymore. They took a poll, and 42% of people think that the gas prices are being manipulated for political reasons. No, really? But 80% of those 42%, which would be 60%, does that work out there? I don't know. 80% of the 42% are Democrats. So I guess, I don't know, is that supposed to make you say, oh, well, then it doesn't matter? But the majority of the minority who think that the gas prices are being politically manipulated are Democrats. The Republicans just march along, living in denial, living in their little fantasy land, living in their Disney world of Republicanism. Oh, no, it's just happening. I mean, there are reasons gas prices would go down. No hurricanes yet. We still have October. And didn't we have a hurricane last year, one or two in November? There was at least one past the hurricane season. So no hurricanes. And demand is going down, which I don't understand, since the demand is all supposed to be coming from China and India. Oh, my God! Somebody should have told me what time it was. I didn't know what time it was. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
For real liberal talk radio, this is Sirius Left 146. America, the way it ought to be. On Sirius Left 146.
Start your day inside the Beltway with Bill Press. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West. Then it's Alex Bennett, Tom Hartman, Lynn Samuels, Ed Schultz, and Stephanie Miller.
Real liberal talk radio, Sirius Left 146.
You're on the freeway, trying to get to work, but it feels like you're sitting in a parking lot. I feel your pain and have your relief. Go to My PC. With Go to My PC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. Your home, a coffee shop, anywhere you'd rather be. It's fast, easy, and best of all, painless. Just log on to gotomypc.com with your secure username and password, and you'll have instant access to all your programs, files, network resources, and email, just like you're sitting in your office. Go to My PC is simply the best remote access service on the market. Serious subscribers can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the radio listener button and use promo code SIRIUS. That's GoToMyPC.com. Promo code SIRIUS for a full month free of GoToMyPC.
Stephanie Miller, left-wing wacko, and proud of it.
Rocky, the poor Katrina survivor who drove his FEMA trailer to Washington on a hope and a dream. Yeah, I knew there was some suspicious he needed to be able to afford the gas money to get up to Washington, just on the hope the president would meet with him. And as it turns out, the president always has time for very successful Republican businessmen who've run for office.
The Stephanie Miller Show,
9 p.m. East, 6 West, on
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left 146.
Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuels, 3 p.m. East, noon out West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
I ruined my buttons. When my buttons stick, I always thought I'm doing something wrong. Why are my buttons sticking? I'm very heavy-handed. You know, you have to... I don't know, Garrett, you have an MP3. You have to handle it gently. You have to be with your buttons. I'm not, you know something? I do this typing on a computer too. I learned how to type on a manual typewriter. I did. And a manual typewriter, bang, 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 really hard. And then I got electric typewriters. And you didn't have to bang at all. But I still banged. She bangs. And all these electronic devices, I guess I do. I push my buttons too hard. What can I tell you? I am not a delicate little flower. I'm not a Jap. And I'm not a delicate little flower. There is like nothing happening. I swear to God. I know you're never supposed to say that. You know, you say everybody is supposed to sit on the radio and pretend. I bet Rush saw, I bet I know exactly how Bush, oh, look at that. You know, how come Bush is suddenly giving in to people? You know that leaked intelligence report from over the weekend? Oh, what the hell do you call it? That said that there is now more terrorism than there was before we went into Iraq. And he claims he's angry. Oh, he's angry. Oh, he's allowed to get angry. He's getting angry like all the time. Remember last week's news conference? Bush is getting like really pissed off at the media. And they leaked this. Oh, that's why he's angry. Because everything is leaking. Because thank God there are people in the government, you know, who have had it. There are obviously people in the United States government that have just had it with these people running the government. So they're leaking, there's nothing they're not leaking to the newspapers. In order to save the country from these boobs. So they leaked the intelligence briefing. But, I guess they didn't leak the whole thing. They leaked the part that says, wow, ever since we went into Iraq, guess what? Guess what? There's more terrorists, which Condoleezza Rice, this is fabulous, how they, she says, well, of course there are more terrorists, because we're fighting back. So because we're fighting back against that, see, this is part of that Clinton never did anything theory. Because nobody prior to these geniuses now ever lifted a finger. You know, because the people who bombed the World Trade Center in 1993, I don't know, I guess they're running around loose, huh? That now that we're fighting back, the terrorists have to fight back even more. That's her excuse for there being more terrorists. and us being in even more danger. So their answer to the leaking of this report to, I guess, the Washington Post or the Times, I forget, was that they didn't leak the whole report, and they only leaked the part that said what they wanted people to hear, and that there's other parts of this report that say, you know, what a great success everything they've been doing is. Gee, isn't that kind of like how the Bush people in what was it, 2002, leaked the reports that where they only picked out the parts that said Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction to get us to go along for the war? They didn't leak the parts of the report that said, P.S., Joe, John, and Mary say, none of that's true. We disagree. That part nobody ever got to see. They only leaked the part that said, aluminum tubes. Oh, those aluminum tubes. You can only be making nukes out of those aluminum tubes. Oh, my God, there's the trailer. There's that trailer. Colin Powell and that damn trailer. But anything in the report that said, excuse me, those are not the nuclear aluminum tubes. Those are the regular aluminum tubes. Excuse me, that trailer is full of weather balloons. We never got to see that part. So now that the shoe is on the other foot, now that the report is leaking on the other foot, you know, so he doesn't want to now put his wet foot in his mouth. Bush is saying to prove his point, how long is it going to take them to release it? Are they going to have to rewrite the whole thing first? See, if they release it immediately, I'll believe it's the same report. If they say, well, we'll release it next week, then I assume that they're going to be rewriting it. Wouldn't you? If they don't release this entire report today, I will assume that they're rewriting it. So he's furious. He said he's going to declassify it. He said the media accounts of the leak was meant to create confusion in the minds of the American people. Excuse me, first of all, you want to create confusion. Second of all, the American people are confused even without you. And he suggested that the report had been leaked for political purposes. Unlike everything he leaks, which is for political purposes. Gee whiz. He's ordered the Director of National Security, John Negroponte, to declassify, oh, the report's key findings. So, of course, you know what that means? They will declassify exactly what makes their point. He didn't say declassify the whole thing. He said the key findings. The key findings are going to be what goes along with the lies he's telling. That's, how does anybody believe a word these people say anymore? He'll do so in such a way that we'll be able to protect our sources and our methods, and everybody can draw their own conclusions. See, nobody learns. Nobody learns. Selective leaking, cherry picking, Downing Street memo. Does anybody remember Downing Street memo? No, nobody. What was that? When did that come out? A year and a half ago? Who would remember that? Oh, God. He rejected the interpretation that the Iraq war had made the U.S. less safe. The government is going to do whatever it takes to protect the homeland. Behave! We're not going to let their excuses stop us from staying on the offensive. Oh, you're offensive, all right. The best way to protect America is to defeat these killers overseas. So, all together now, we do not have to face them here at home. What is he talking about? We're not going to let lies and propaganda by the enemy dictate how we win this war. We're going to let our lies and propaganda dictate it. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Who can even think of it? That's why you like some news. You know, you like, I don't know, something happening. So because otherwise, this is it. You have to think about this crap. They lie. They lie about everything. They've been lying about everything since the day they took office. Do you remember Cheney's meeting with the energy people? The energy bit. Do you know that was before September the 11th? That was before September the 11th. All those secret meetings. That they said, oh no, we can't let you know who the vice president met with to create energy policy for the whole country. That's a secret. So they lie and they've been hiding everything since long before September the 11th. Oh my God. Oh, I'm so sorry that I looked at CNN. I am so sorry that I looked at CNN. She is somebody like so famous. Do we know who she is? She is 1,000 years old. It is really sad. But she's either really famous or she thinks she is. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Tired of hearing liberals are wimpy? We'll show those blustering blowhards. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client or customer trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or a presentation, but it's frustrating because they can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. You can set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID, and bam, they see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. GoToMeeting is simply the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service on the market. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone promo Sirius. GoToMeeting. Online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
All right, homeowners, do you have an adjustable rate mortgage or a home equity line of credit? Every month you see the numbers going up. You gotta get off the adjustable rate roller coaster now. It's over, my friends. It's done. Switch to a low fixed rate mortgage before the feds raise the rates again. And they will. You gotta call Sage Credit now. How about a 30-year fix that gives you the option to pay less than half the normal payment without the risk of rate hikes? A $200,000 loan, only $750 a month. $300,000? $1,125. $400,000 loan? $1,500. Great credit or poor credit? Late payments? A BK? Eliminate those high credit card payments and lower your bills today. Cash out to make improvements. Call Sage Credit at 866-604-FUND. Again, 866-604-FUND. They've got the best programs to fit your needs now. Call them at 866-604-3863 or online at sagehomeloans.com. 866-604-3863. Licensed by California DOC number 4130685. Fixed pay rate 4.50%. APR 7.685%. Rate subject to change without notice.
Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
So, then you go to MSNBC. I kind of like this. You know something? This annoys me, and yet I like it. It seems that the administration is somewhat on the offensive? Defensive. I don't follow sports. I have this big problem about this offense-defense thing. Defensive. Because here's the MSNBC headlines. There's a picture of Bush, and the headline says, Standing His Ground. Bush denies Iraq war spurs terrorism, says he will declassify key intelligence report, intel report. Okay, so he's on the defensive. Because it was leaked and it says that it has made terrorism worse. So he is reacting to something, right? This is a bad position to be in if you're a leader. Of course, I don't know what a good position is if you're a leader leading a country over a cliff, you know. Standing his ground. And then right next to it, is a picture of Condoleezza that says Rice hits back. Disputes Clinton claim that Al-Qaeda wasn't pursued before 9/11. So what is she doing? She is also playing defense, right? She's also reacting to something. Now, I don't know, does this translate into anything? I have no idea. I have absolutely not the slightest idea, because to me, I am of the mind that this makes these people more dangerous. That you never know what they're bad enough. I mean, look at what they've done in 6 years. And if they feel themselves pushed up against the wall, you know, and like maybe they're going to lose Congress, although that's changed. You know, the media is fabulous. I love the media. I forgot to watch Studio 360 last night. Totally forgot. I watched the beginning of CSI Miami, and I decided I'm over it. It's no longer good enough to offset having to watch David Caruso, who I don't know what it is about him. Why is he so repulsive to me? He is just repulsive. But that show was like, but now it's like, oh, please, it's all the same. It's the same, the same, the same. Who cares? And I just turned the TV off. I just said, all right, I'm taking Jamie Bernard's book, The Incredible Shrinking Critic, and I'm going to go to bed, listen to the radio, read my book. And I totally forgot Studio 360 was on. Everybody loves it. Garrett, did you watched it? What? Studio 60. Oh, the other one is 360. I don't know. It's just, I don't like Aaron Sorkin. I really don't. I don't like his shows. But I am, now who had the article? 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, over the weekend, every newspaper, the Washington Post, the New York Times, blah, blah, they all had an article saying, Democrats poised to retake House, maybe they're going to take the Senate, and they're writing about all these obscure races, you know, that I suppose, I don't know, I should be following, you know, but please. Follow them in your own state. You can call up and tell me about them. I don't have to follow them. I follow enough news. I follow enough news for at least two hosts. I do. I can't follow every house race. And this was like a mere 2 or 3 weeks ago. And we're all reading it. We're all, oh my God, I'm so happy. We're going to take the House. Maybe we'll take the Senate. All of a sudden, this weekend, or the end of last week, like 2.5 weeks later, you start seeing articles in the Washington Post and the New York Times saying, and the Washington Times, but you can't count them because they're so right-wing. And now all the articles are saying, all the races are tightening. Oh, all these House races are getting much tighter. We're not so sure. We're not so sure the Democrats are going to take back the House. Oh, it looks like the Republicans may keep everything. And I'm saying, like, what happened in 2 weeks? Now, this is when Bush started all these, the terrorists are out to get you and I'm keeping you safe. That everybody said, well, this isn't going to work three times in a row. You know, people were stupid twice. But how could this BS scaring everybody work three times? So, I don't know. I really don't know. Because I don't trust the Washington Post and the New York Times are even actually following every race that closely. I don't think they're working any harder than I am. And then, in Time magazine this week, when did the Daily Kos have his convention? Is it July? It's like July. Remember, and there was a whole weekend where you looked at the blogs on every newspaper. Every news magazine, everywhere you looked, the Daily Kos, the Daily Kos, the Daily. He still, you know, he never sold any books. I don't think he sold even 6,000 books with all of that. The Daily Kos and the Netroots, which is a word I hate even more than blogging. I'd rather hear the word blog than the word Netroots. Netroots. It sounds, I don't know, it sounds like very S&M-y to me for some reason, Netroots. Well, Time Magazine, the Netroots are over. That was July. This is already September. The Netroots are done. The Netroots know that being the Netroots isn't enough. And now the Netroots, they're making phone calls, they're having rallies, they know that you can't just organize on the net with your roots. So I have come to a conclusion about the media. And you know what my conclusion is? I don't think they report on anything. I don't think they think about anything. I think they just sit there and they write a story. You know, that may have some bearing on some small part of the truth, right? For the sole purpose so that in 2 weeks or 2 months they can sit there and write the exact opposite story. Because it gives them, they'll always have something to do. The Democrats are going to take the House. The Democrats aren't going to take the House. And we have 6 weeks. They could go back and forth another couple of times. The Netroots are everything. The Netroots are over. Oh, my God, the Netroots are just making here a big comeback. I don't think they care what they write. And they're never held to account. Nobody ever says, excuse me, Time Magazine, a mere 2 months ago, you were like, you know, with this Daily Kos crap, and the fucking Netroots are taking over. And does everything really change that fast? Or you just need to fill up a stupid magazine every week? So that's, you know what it is? The print media, it's getting exactly like talk radio. Nobody holds us to account, do they? Of course they don't. And we just talk and talk and talk. I don't even remember what I say. So I could contradict myself 17 times in 1 week. I don't even remember. But you always have to have something to talk about and always have to have something to write about.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left 146.
In the continuing tradition of bringing you the most compelling, exciting, and exclusive programming, Sirius is proud to announce a few changes to our channels. The Metropolitan Opera debuts on Channel 85. One of the greatest rock bands in the world, The Who, take over Sirius 10. The Catholic Channel comes to 159, while EWTN moves to 160 and Christian Talk to 161. NASCAR is coming to Sirius in just a couple of months, but in the meantime, catch Sirius Speedway at 3 p.m. East, noon West on Sirius 128.
Don't let pain control your life. Taking pain pills all the time can cause serious medical problems. But now, there's Alcest Pain Relief Cream, a brand new way to treat pain and soothe your body. Instead of a pill that affects your whole body, Alcest patented technology delivers an active pain-relieving ingredient deep down to where it hurts, providing fast relief directly to the source of your pain. Alsis is guaranteed to relieve your pain or your money back.
Just try it. I could surely hope it helps other people like it helps me.
It really gets the job done.
If you suffer from lower backache, arthritis, muscle pain, joint stiffness, or everyday aches and pains, Alsis can get you relief in as little as 5 minutes. Treat yourself well. Call now to get a free 30-day supply of Alsis with your paid order. Plus, get 10 Alsis travel packs free. Call 1-800-449-8907. That's 1-800-449-8907. 1-800-449-8907 or log on to thepaincream.com.
Alex Bennett.
Hi, how you doing, Alex? So the truck driver, you got me in trouble earlier. I was being pulled over, and my Sirius had gone out of signal because I was under a bridge, and it came back in signal, loud as can be, when the officer was leaning in my window, and you said, you selfish freak. And then the radio went back out of signal again. And that's all the cop heard. Thank you, Alex.
Send me the ticket. I'll look at it.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, my God. Are they doing that stuff in here to, like, they're not like having people like vomit and come all over my studio? Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. I need more than just wipes. I'm going to have to spray in here every day. I'm going to have to spray this studio because people... I feel like it's like a hotbed of germs. Really. I am getting like more crazed. This thing with the spinach... I don't trust any food anymore. I don't trust anything. I eat like the same food. Like 4 or 5 days a week. All I will eat now is turkey burgers. Because that Purdue ground turkey meat looks like it's heat sealed. It looks like it's sterile. And spaghetti. That's the only thing I'll eat anymore. I absolutely... I'm convinced that the entire food supply is just crawling with bacteria. I don't want to eat anything. You could eat McDonald's or Wendy's or something, you know, as long as it's cooked. But I am more and more, I don't want to go to restaurants. I just think that everybody is like just, everything is a hotbed of germs. I really do. Lou in Orlando.
Chuck, I'm going to take off speaker. How you doing, Lynn?
Oh, that's much better.
Oh, good. Hey, I just wanted to say, and it's breaking my heart, but these Republicans are geniuses. They've brought the gas prices down about 60 cents a gallon here in Florida in the last month and a week. And I'm telling you...
Yeah, but you know, the gas prices are still way up from where they were in... I looked something up. In 2000, when Bush took office, do you know what a barrel, not a gallon... But a barrel of oil cost?
Maybe $32 a barrel, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and they were yelling, it was about 30. And they were yelling it was so high. It was so high, $30 a barrel.
Well, you know, I hate to say it, the electors have lost dogs. We had a primary here, we only had like 16% turnout in both parties. So people think, oh, it was $3, and now it's down to $2.40 here in Orlando. Oh, what a bargain. I mean, it's like... Yeah, but a year ago you were paying $2.10. Oh, okay, I can't remember a year ago. I mean, it's sad, but the electorate is stupid, you know, and so they're just going to see the summer price, you know, drop. And it's a sham. You know, Kai Rizdal on public radio yesterday has got a, you know, a brainiac business program. And he goes, well, 47% of the Americans think it's... a conspiracy to the Republican.
That's what I said. That's a poll. That was a USA Today poll. I have it posted. 42%. But it's 80% of that 42% are Democrats.
I know, and that's where you know, some of the independents. I mean, we need independents to vote in Florida to actually.
Well, there are people now who seem to think Katherine Harris could actually be elected senator.
Oh, that would be catastrophic. I mean, there's just, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Nelson, but there's no chance.
Well, I don't know. That's not what they're saying. You know,
no, I'm not saying there's no chance.
It's the first state that they fixed voting machines in, isn't it?
Oh, I get with everything. My wife's from Sweden. I got a green card for Sweden. I'm gone.
Okay. I mean, Sweden's a great place, I think, isn't it? Too cold. All right, we have another Fab-boo hour coming up.
Your America, the way it ought to be. Real Liberals Off Radio, Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Andrew Fastow was sentenced to 6 years in prison today in Houston. The former chief financial officer at Enron agreed to 2 years ago to plead guilty and face a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. Why the reduction? Fastow's rabbi, Shaul Osadchi, thinks he knows.
What I've seen is a man who innately had very good values, who was a moral man, who strayed, come back to those values and come back to those commitments to family and community.
The judge said Fastow deserved a lighter sentence because he has been persecuted following Enron's collapse and that his family had suffered enough. Fastow cried in court and said, "I know I deserve punishment." At the White House, President Bush says suggestions in national intelligence assessment from his own administration are wrong. It suggests the war in Iraq has worsened the threat of terrorism.
My judgment is, if we weren't in Iraq, they'd find some other excuse. Because they have ambitions. They kill in order to achieve their objectives.
Bush says he will declassify part of the report. He met with Afghan leader Hamid Karzai at the White House today. Democrats failed to push the House into an unusual secret session to talk about that report. Investigators in California think they're getting closer to finding the source of the nationwide E. coli outbreak involving bagged spinach. Meantime, a tainted bag of spinach was found in Pennsylvania. The Supreme Court agreed to decide whether public employee unions must get special permission before spending member dues on political causes. The AP's Doug Esser reports the case comes from a teachers union in Washington State.
The state high court overturned the initiative that required the union to get the consent of each worker and refund money to everyone who did not agree. The court says the union should not have to get a yes or no answer from each non-member on its political campaign spending.
In Miami today, two brothers who started the Cali drug cartel in Colombia pleaded guilty to drug charges. This is AP Radio News. The Conference Board says consumer confidence rose this month. Economist Bob Brucia says the reason can be traced to the pump.
I think it's a lot about gasoline, and that's to say the deterioration was a lot about gasoline. So if prices remain lower, we can, I think, conclude that consumer confidence is in better shape than what we thought.
Over the past month, the retail price of gasoline plunged by 50 cents or 17%. Economists also say the jobs market is steadier compared to previous months. The 7.7% increase in health insurance premiums this year was the smallest increase in 7 years. But Gary Claxton with the Kaiser Family Foundation says it's little consolation for a lot of people.
The price of a family policy now is $11,400. That is much more than even a minimum wage worker would earn with full-time work.
The foundation says since 2000, health insurance premiums have gone up 87%, wages by 20%. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
In this corner, the vicious digestive overload featuring bloating, gas, and constipation. And in this corner, the popular formula for better bathroom habits, Aloe Cleanse. And the fight is underway. I have to say, Pat, digestive overload looks much bigger than usual in tonight's match.
It makes sense. Toxic matter builds up in our bodies from the foods we eat. No wonder we get so sick and tired.
Oh, did you see that? Aloe Cleanse knocks digestive overload out.
Well, Aloe Cleanse is natural. It flushes the entire system smoothly. Digestive overload didn't have a chance.
The winner by a knockout, Aloe Cleanse.
Don't lose the fight against digestive overload. Cleanse the body to remove the buildup of toxins. To try Aloe Cleanse risk-free, call 1-800-279-0989. You'll look trimmer and have more energy. Call 1-800-279-0989. That's 1-800-279-0989.
The preceding statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dark and mysterious 1 minute, and red hot the next. Chocolate by LG has soft touch technology with a glowing touch-sensitive keypad. that lights up and reacts to your touch. It also features a rockin' MP3 player and VCast music on demand, camera, camcorder, and Bluetooth. With all this in a sleek, stylish, cutting-edge slider phone, you'll instantly become a chocoholic. Don't say we didn't warn you. Chocolate by LG. Exclusively at Verizon Wireless. LG. Life's good.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 800-901-1831. 800-901-1831. 800-901-1831.
Excoriating the right and anything else she doesn't like. Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Someday.
best is gonna save us from ourselves. How come peace, love, and Elvis are dead?
It's an honor. George Michael's first tour in 15 years. Not here, not in this country. All over Europe. I think where he opened, Barcelona. Okay. So I should add a link to this. Pollster.com. Pollster.com. And you can look up any race in the whole United States and see what the polls are showing. It's a fabulous site. I don't know who cited. I didn't even look up. Well, let's look it up. About. Whose site is it? I have no idea. Mark Blumenthal. He began writing in September. He's been in the polling business. Blah, 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 blah. Charles Franklin. What difference does it make? They put up all the polls. Okay? So, congratulations, but we're going to have our first... What the hell is Bernie Sanders? He's a... Is he technically a socialist or what? Because he is. He is going to be the senator from Vermont. Did you know that? Bernie Sanders, who's been in the House of Representatives, like, forever... But now he's running for Senate, and he's got, yeah, he's running as an independent against a Republican. He is running 64% of the vote to 32%. So what was I going to look up? Oh, I was going to, Raw Story says they're going to put up the Casey Santorum in Pennsylvania. Well, I can do that. You just go to pollster.com, find a poll. Please choose what race you were interested in. Senate. And we'll see. Casey. Why does somebody, they keep lying. Average for the last five. Casey, the Democrat, is averaging 51%. And Santorum is averaging 38%. So where this is coming from, that everybody is going, oh, Santorum's going to win. And the average of the last 10 polls for this Senate race in Pennsylvania is Casey the Democrat with 50% and the incumbent Santorum with 39%. So it certainly doesn't look to me at all, like Santorum can hold a seat. You know, it just depends. Are they already running out and fixing the voting machines? That's the question. The fixed voting machines. And then you go to Florida, and let's see how that crazy lady is doing, that Catherine Harris. Well, I don't know, how big of a margin did Bill Nelson have before? His lead is shrinking, I must say. His lead is shrinking. He's only got a 19% margin. But the average, the last five polls, the Democrat in Florida, Senator Nelson, is averaging 54%. With Catherine Harris averaging 35%, and averaging the last 10, which would take in more, he was averaging 57%, and she was at 31, so she's picked up like 3%. And there are, how many weeks to go? Five. 5 weeks from today, right? 5 times 8, 40 days? Is it 40 days? 47 days? I don't know. So she is picking up some, but I don't think enough. I don't think getting to 35% and the margin being 19%, I don't think that means she can win. But you know something? They lie. And I'll tell you one of the worst things. From my point of view, is, you know, the Republicans now, they have, I don't know what you call them, I guess spreadsheets or something, I don't know what they're really called. They can get, like, block by block now. They have very sophisticated software, the Republicans, that apparently the Democrats, you know, still believe, you know, in, like, humanity. And the Republicans practically know house by house who you should call up, whose door you should knock on to get people to turn out to vote. It's all very, 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 very sophisticated. It's all very sophisticated, you know, computer software that they use. And the Democrats are really not into this to the same extent. So who the hell knows? Who knows? And then you say, why would the mainstream media 1 week say the Democrats are going to take over? And then, are people, well, I guess they are, and I guess I was just going to say, are people so stupid that the gas prices will get them, what, to suddenly vote for Republicans? Why doesn't somebody start printing what the gas prices were up until Bush took office? You see, I really have this theory. I still believe that if they just said, we all have to vote a week from today, the day Jackie the Joke Man's show premieres on Sirius at 7 p.m. on Howard 101. How did I work that in? What a genius. What a genius I am. Two things totally not even connected. In one sentence, Jackie the Joke Man Martling, he didn't even let on. I love men. You know, sometimes you hate men, sometimes you just love men. I met him last week. What night? It was Tuesday night? And we did this show together. We had dinner together. I mean, not just him and me, but, you know, a bunch of people. But I was sitting next. He never let on. He never let on that he was somehow negotiating. So Jackie the Joke Man is going to have some joke show every Tuesday from 7 to 8 with some other guy whose name I forgot on Howard 101. And I'm telling you now because by next Tuesday I'll have forgotten. So just remember, you have to take in this information when I give it to you. Okay, let's see what the Drudge Report has. Then I'm going to go back to Raw Story, which they have the best link. Well, actually, Drudge has one of the best. Dems lose bid for rare closed house session over terror intel. Bush orders Iraq terrorism report revealed. Video. Hillary says Condi is lying. Oh, we can look at all the videos. Condi says Clinton's lying. Hillary said Condi's lying because Raw Story says. And as long as it's not Raw Story's original reporting, I trust it. I don't think their original reporting is quite that hot. They say that they are about to post Clinton-era documents about Al-Qaeda that Clinton gave to Bush to prove that Condi is lying. Some of us don't. You don't have to prove to me that she's lying. Who does she work for? Oh, Bush. And her lips were moving? There you go. Lying. Docs given to Rice in early 2001 show Rice claimed false. Clinton gave Bush plans for Al-Qaeda and Pakistan. Let's click on this. And then I'll tell, this is the funniest story. 2001 memo to Rice contradicts statements, a memo received, and they have the memo. But I'm not clicking it on because it's in PDF. Directly contradicts. We were not left a comprehensive strategy to fight Al-Qaeda, said Condoleezza to the New York Post. Did she cause a commotion yesterday in the city? Garrett saw escalades. Where did you see these escalades with the soldiers with the M16s? Oh, right out front. She probably stopped off at Fox. She was probably at Fox, which is right across the street. So, she gets to travel with, like, I guess, five escalades and a lot of soldiers with M16s. You think she went shoe shopping? Like she did during Katrina? That was a year ago. Where did she go? Ferragamo, right? Maybe she was shoe shopping. But I would guess she was at Fox. And there was a story in one of the gossip columns that she went up to MTV. I guess only Clinton. There's another thing. They yelled at Clinton for going on MTV, but she's allowed. And they had the soldiers with the M16s. And they weren't letting people go in or out while she was there. And one of the people, guess who got caught? P. Diddy. Diddy got like caught up with the M16s at MTV. They ought to change it. Usually it's MTV, but Condoleezza Rice is here today, so we'll call it M16 TV. All right, that was kind of...
What was that?
Obvious! That's the sound for obvious. Cliche, obvious. All right, so they have... I'm not clicking on a PDF, not even at work. I'm not interested enough. However, Raw Story has found that just 5 days after President George W. Bush was sworn into office, a memo from counterterrorism Richard Clark. They found, it's probably in his book. I hate when people say, oh, we found, it's come to our, please. A strategy for eliminating the threat from the jihadist networks of Al-Qaeda. This document devotes two of its 13 pages to specifically addressing strategies for securing Pakistan's cooperation in airstrikes against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, on and on. All right. So we know she's lying, but they're going to prove it. I just know she's lying. Now, here is, oh, the Senate. Guess what the Senate's not going to do before they take a break? You know, that summer vacation wasn't long enough. They came back. What have they been back? 3 weeks. Time to go home again. Because we all have to, everybody in the House is up for re-election. And one-third of the Senate. So guess what isn't going to happen? They're not going to vote on John Bolton. You know, he's never been confirmed. John Bolton is the ambassador. There's a misuse of language. To the UN, he was never voted on. Remember, they didn't want him. It looked like he was going to lose. So they didn't vote on him. And Bush made him an interim appointment. And they figured, well, now we can vote on him. Because they thought they had the votes. Because, you know, he hasn't done anything like really horrible. And I guess they're not so sure. And I guess they don't want this discussion to even come up. Because they had one last chance to have a committee meeting and have a vote. And they said, oh, I have a stomachache. I can't go to the committee meeting. Mommy, I'm nauseous. I can't go to the committee meeting. You know, whatever excuses people use, they can't have the committee meeting. Forget it. So... George Allen, this guy is really something. This guy, you know, the guy's a racist. Just understand that. Just accept it. There have been stories about this guy and what a huge racist he is from day one. Day one, whenever he got into politics. And the guy who came out yesterday and said all he ever said was nigger. That's all he ever said. Nigger this, nigger that, nigger this, nigger that, day and night. And they said, how come you never mentioned this before? And he said, well, you know, I wish I had. But whoever thought it would get to the point where he'd think he was running for president? Because he's such, I mean, he's also supposed to be an idiot. You know, but it's now been proven you can be an idiot and be president of the United States. So this guy said, I probably should have said something at the beginning. But whoever thought this guy was going to get to where he was, you know, people were talking about him as a viable candidate for president. You know, and of course, you know this guy's going to be getting smeared left and right. This poor guy's a radiologist. You know, I'm sure he has, you know, they'll be radiologying him. They'll be x-raying this guy's whole life in a minute. But it wasn't just this one guy. It was two people who were so afraid of what was going to happen to them for saying that in college, George Allen just said nigger day and night. That they wouldn't even give their names. So it's the one guy who gave his name. It's the two anonymous sources who said, oh, he went to whatever college he went to play football because in this college, the niggers know their place. There's also a guy who had, I have nothing against the Confederate flag. I really don't. I'm sorry. I know that offends people, but I don't. You know, it's some kind of bizarre heritage that black people see as nothing but racism and slavery, and I see it as people sitting on the porch drinking mint juleps. You know, I don't look at it the way a black person would, this old South. You know, to me, it's all gone with the wind. But he had the Confederate flag in his office. He had a noose. You have several people. Now, who is the latest person who came out and said, oh, yeah, I know that in college he used to say the N-word all the time? Larry Sabato, the historian or what, I don't know what he is. It's like a big authority on everything there. But he apparently has some inside information. Now, did you hear the best story about him? Did you hear the best story? Which, of course, he denies, and other people who knew him are denying this. And a person can change. You know, this is the other thing. People can change. He could have been a big old racist in college. And have changed. Robert Byrd, beloved of all us, you know, left-wing nuts, was in the Ku Klux Klan. He changed. But there's something about this George Allen. When I come back from this belated break, I am going to tell you, did you read the part of the article about stuffing the dead deer head? Did you read that? No, oh, yeah. Takes me to tell you things. Enough knowledge for two hosts right here in this one program. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left, 146.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left, 146. Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left, 146. After Alex Bennett, it's Courage and Conviction with Tom Hartman at noon East, 9 a.m. West. Lynn Samuels fires on all cylinders at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West. And Big Eddie takes over at 3 p.m. East, noon West with The Ed Schultz Show. Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left, 146.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to 89letstalk.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At 89letstalk.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service
service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. Your plan is ending. Now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. 89letstalk.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free razor after $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at 89letstalk.com. New 2-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to 89letstalk.com. That's 89letstalk.com.
Tom Hartman.
Now, I've got serious problems about the integrity of voting machines, but my bigger problem, and this is the issue that nobody's talking about, that we all should be talking about, is that the voting machines are owned not by us, but by private corporations. Privatizing the vote is a felony against democracy. There's no other way to describe it. I want the corporations out of my vote. That's a felony.
Tom Hartman.
Noon East, 9 a.m. West on
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left 146.
Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
You know, I know that in political races, people want to smear people, and I will admit, there are people coming out who say, oh, I was George Allen's roommate, and he never used the word nigger. Now, if you were his roommate, I wouldn't exactly believe you, because you probably both sat there saying it all the time together. But it's very hard to tell the truth. I mean, there are people, they don't want George Allen to be elected, reelected. But I think there's like enough smoke. I think there's enough smoke. Now, you heard the deer head. This is one of those things where you don't say, I love men. This is one of those things where you go, men, you're all crazy. He's in college. And they go deer hunting, which I have nothing against it, you know, despite people who think if they say, oh, I have guns, you know, like, why do you think he said that? Because I'm a liberal, because I was supposed to go, oh, Andrew, oh, you have guns, oh, oh. Jesus, give me one, I'll shut you up. So they go deer hunting, these college boys. And they kill a deer, and they cut its head off, which I guess everybody does, or there wouldn't be so many deer heads hanging on people's walls. And supposedly, I guess they were freshmen, and George Allen said to somebody, where's the black part of town? And they drove to the black part of town, and he took the severed deer head. And left it in, I guess somebody had the grave misfortune of having a really big mailbox. And he left it in the mailbox. And of course, the explanation that everybody sticks in the articles is the Godfather had just come out. Which is the thing that makes you just roll your eyes and go, what is wrong with men? Well, if you see that the mafia is putting like the horses' heads in the bed, then why can't I, a lovely southern racist, leave a deer head in somebody's mailbox? But this guy, there's nothing he can say, because every time he opens his mouth, he just digs his way in deeper and deeper. You know, he's given so many explanations for macaca already. It's not a macaca monkey. Isn't it an M-A-N-Q-U-E monkey? I kept meaning to Google it. I think it's M-A-N-Q-U-E is the monkey. Well, then we remember last week he was Jewish. Which he was, but his mother never told him. So you can't even blame him. It's just, you know, one of those things. You know, they all come up with being Jewish. I would bet Madeleine Albright knew she was Jewish before she ever... See, we had a hearing scheduled, George Allen. This is from Roll Call newspaper, which I guess is subscription. So this is from Raw Story. He had, George Allen, had committee hearings scheduled next Monday, which is October the 2nd. How could it be October already? How is that possible? Sunday is the 1st of October. That's not even possible. Anyway, so next, see, he has these hearings scheduled for Tuesday. Tuesday? Yeah. Or Monday. I don't know. Whatever. On Yom Kippur. Now, Yom Kippur, I have to remember I'm speaking to the whole country, not New York. Yom Kippur is the highest and holiest day of the Jewish calendar. I'll be here, not for me. I am a cultural Jew. It is the highest holy day. It is the Day of Atonement. It is, you're supposed to fast. And you're supposed to, you know, like, just ask God to forgive you for, like, every, you know, we take care of it all in one day. You Catholics, you have to be going every week. You know, we're busy. We Jews, we're busy. One day. One day. So it's next week. So George Allen apparently has hearings scheduled on, oh, something about that with the National Association of Women Business Owners, you know, a bullshit organization if I ever heard one. And this story is, I don't know, it's either that they offered to change it. I think they don't like him. I get the feeling reading this that the people of this organization don't like him. Last week, upon discovering that he was Jewish, I guess, he moved the date of the hearings to Tuesday, October the 3rd, so as not to be having these hearings on women's business or whatever, on Yom Kippur. After reading the revelation that Allen is technically Jewish, the deputy executive director of the Women's Business Association, Michelle Jerome, contacted Allen's staff to see if the senator would prefer delaying the hearings, because he's Jewish, that he wouldn't. I mean, this just smells of satire to me, doesn't it? You know, of snottiness, that they don't like him. The date was set, and then Michelle contacted one of his staff because she had read that he sort of, I don't know what you would call it, he had just announced that he's newly Jewish. Had to be dragged out of him, however. So Michelle contacted them to ask if they would want to change it. Newly Jewish. So, I guess it's this organization just being nasty, right? Just being nasty. Apparently, they didn't care when the hearings were. I'll tell you something. You can really tell how New York City has changed. I never would celebrate the Jewish holidays. Nobody hated school more than I did. And any opportunity not to go to school, I was up for it. But I just wouldn't celebrate the holidays, even when I was a child. I don't believe in organized religion. I don't believe in churches and synagogues, you know, where all they want is you should give money. And where, you know, every Easter, every Christmas, every Rosh Hashanah, every Yom Kippur, everybody in their fancy and their fur coats and their, oh, please, what does any of this have to do with God? You know. So it always annoyed me, and I thought, I'm not gonna be a hypocrite. Is that our shirt? It's close to our shirt. There's one Gap shirt everybody here seems to have. So I actually would go to school on the Jewish holidays. But New York used to be, and it is not anymore, so Jewish that you could get on a subway train on the big Jewish holidays. Nobody would be in the city. Nobody would be on the trains. It used to be amazing how many Jews there were in the city of New York and how Yom Kippur you could go anywhere. If it happened to be a Saturday or something, you could get into any matinee on Broadway. You could get into any restroom. You could do anything. And it is absolutely, totally so not like that anymore as we become more and more multicultural. Although they still close the schools because the teachers are all Jewish. So they have to close the schools for the teachers. But it really is so amazing to me how it's changed. All right, I'm going to go look at my website. I'm going to take a break. I actually had some good stories. And I'm going to go look at them because I see nobody else has anything interesting.
To all former conservatives, welcome to 146. Nice to have you on our side. Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
Fundraising can be a challenge if you're a nonprofit organization, especially since you're competing with everyone else. Now there's a simple way for your 501c3 nonprofit organization to raise funds, and all it takes is a few clicks of your mouse. Clicks for a Cause has developed a way for organizations, both large and small, to potentially earn thousands of dollars per year without having to sell a thing, and it won't exhaust your membership. To find out more, go to clicksforacause.com. Forget about candy or cookie sales, banquets, or silent auctions. Go to clicksforacause.com and find out how your church, synagogue, PTA, or other organization can earn charitable funds by surfing the internet. The concept is so simple, you won't believe it. Go to clicksforacause.com. Your organization could potentially raise hundreds of thousands of dollars per year. Go to clicksforacause.com or call 877-6-CLICKS. That's 877-6-CLICKS. clicksforacause.com. The answer to your charity's prayers could be just a few clicks away.
Thousands of people have doubled, tripled, even quadrupled their income, not by working harder and not by working longer hours, rather by working smarter, by working from home.
I make as much as $25,000 a month. We didn't have to have, you know, some special training or anything like that.
Your whole life can change.
Our first year in a business, we did $78,000.
I found this incredible opportunity. Last month, I made over $14,000.
We'll guide and mentor you to a lucrative opportunity where you can make money right from your own home. As with any independent business, there are no guarantees regarding income or success, and results will vary.
I started making an extra $5,000 a month, just very, very part-time.
I now make $5,000. Dollars a month, and it's simple, fun, almost magical.
Go to seriouslyexcited.com and get started today. And respond now while this is still a free service. Go to seriouslyexcited.com. Seriouslyexcited.com. That's seriouslyexcited.com.
Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, so did you hear the big news? Wait a minute, I forgot where the fanfare is. Is it this one or is it that? You know, the TSA, after doing massive research to find out exactly how much liquid chemicals you need to build a bomb in the bathroom, which of course is gallons, that has to be below freezing for 36 hours. But they don't mention that. You know, they not, who did they talk to for the last 6 weeks about this? Well, they have decided that if you have like 3 ounces of hand lotion or saline solution or shampoo, that you can't build a bomb out of it. What a fucking revelation that was. So, they have loosened the restrictions for flyers. See, because they can't just come out and say, ah, we were so full of crap, we didn't know what we were talking about. As every bomb guy has said, that you need gallons of it. It takes 36 hours to make a bomb and everything has to be below freezing. So you could just step right into that bathroom and do it. So they've now loosened the restrictions. This is going to be a riot, though. This is going to slow down the lines even worse. You know why? How many people now know that you can bring up to 3 ounces of hand cream or lip gloss, you know, You can bring your mascara. You can bring, I guess that means I can bring my Purell. But, now, yeah, I love these rules. I love when people are idiots. Which is lucky for me, because everybody is. If you had, like, an 8-ounce container of lotion, right? Say you have an 8-ounce container. But there's only 2.5 ounces of lotion actually left in it. You can't bring that. So it's not how much lotion would actually be in your container. It's the actual size of that. They came up. Our tax money is going for people to think this up. The containers themselves can be no larger than 3 ounces. You can't have 3 ounces in an 8-ounce container. That's no good. But you can bring that. You don't have to put that in your checked luggage. However, this is where you're going to have all the holdups on the line, right? You must take now all this stuff. I think I'm going to check my bag when I go. I think I'm still checking my bag. I really am. It's going to be easier to check everything and to just take my computer and my handbag. Do you know what I discovered? All my pennies have been disappearing. I stick pennies in a certain section. And then whenever I need a penny, they never... This has never happened to me. You think I only discovered the Sports Act now, but I went through it about 10 years ago. One of the seams is torn. These never tear. It's not that it's torn, it's that the stitching is coming. There's a hole. My pennies are falling out. These are the best made things on the face of the earth. That has never happened. And I'm saying, oh my God, this is going to be so hard to fix this. I've never had to mend a sports sack. And you know something? I bet they're the kind of company, I bet if I had it within me to mail this back to them, I bet they'd send me another in this pattern brand new. I bet they would send me another one. Because this must be so humiliating to them that the stitching is coming out. That doesn't happen on these bags. Should I mail it back to them? But then I won't have this one. I'll only have the 6 other ones. I'm going to try to sew it up. But at least I figured out. I keep going, I could swear I put pennies in here. From when somebody, it's a penny, 2 pennies, you need pen, and they're never there. And today I'm going, oh my God, there's a hole. Anyway. So, you must take all your lip gel, your lip gloss, your Purell, your 3-ounce things of lotion and Listerine and Scope and all of that. And you must put them all. You can only carry as many as will fit in a clear 1-quart Ziploc freezer bag. You can't just have this stuff in your bag. And you can't have it in a cosmetic case that they can't see through. It must all be together in a 1-quart, see-through, Ziploc freezer bag. Or else, you know what they're going to do to you when you get to the airport. And that'll be so messy when it hits you. Can you believe this? Because they can't just say, gee, we overreacted. They can't just say that. That is beyond them. We've been consulting with experts, and they've decided that, you know, however much liquid you can jam into a 1-quart transparent Ziploc? Why Ziploc? freezer bag. Somebody at the TSA probably owns stock in the, I don't know, what are they, Hefty Bear, whoever makes that stuff. I happen never to buy bags. Get enough bags from the supermarket. There's bags, bags. Every time you buy an apple, you have bags. Bags, bags, and bags. And you may now bring onto the airplane liquids that you buy in the, what they refer to as the sterile part of the airport. That's after you go through security. After you go through security, after you have gotten all your 3 ounce or less cosmetics in your transparent Ziploc, 1 quart freezer bag through security, right? Then if you buy a bottle of water after you go through security in the sterile part of the airport, because we know they are just inspecting that stuff. I mean, don't you know that aren't you positive that they must be inspecting everything that's delivered to every Hudson News store? You know where I find the big problem with those airports is? How many of them only sell that, what is the name of that fucking water that tastes like shit? That Dasani, Danza, whatever that is. Oh my God, a merciful heaven. That's, if that's all you can get, I would buy a bottle of it, but it would be like, you'd have to, the plane would have to crash in a desert before you would ever drink that Dasani or whatever that is, water. Did you see what Japan just did? They just elected like a new prime minister or something. Now, I know how you must pronounce this man's name, but you know what it looks like? Look at the headlines. Guess who's the head of Japan now? Abe! Abe! That's good. That's, they should all do that. Did Iran ever think of that? I mean, I'm sure his name must be, it must be like Abe or something. But it was so fabulous to see a headline, you know, Abe, the new head of Japan. Hey, Abe! There you go. Everybody can say Abe. They need to tell, see, I forgot. Ahmadinejad. See, I have to keep thinking of Italians. And first, see, it takes me long because first I have to think of Frank Sinatra. Right? And then you think of Sammy Davis Jr. a little bit. Oh, and then Shirley MacLaine. Then you think of Dean Martin. Then I have to think of, what did that guy call up and tell me? Ahmadinejad. And something about no job. See, the head of Japan, Abe. You don't even have to think about that at all.
For real liberal talk radio, this is Sirius Left 146.
Laugh Break 105 is clean, family-friendly comedy you can listen to with kids in the car.
I don't want to see just the movie when I get to see some previews first. I like that guy with that deep voice, like,
one man, one way. One desire. They went too far. They broke all the rules. One man, Kermit the Frog.
Where's my money?
Laugh Break 105. Comedy for everyone.
JR back again for SinusBuster.com, the all-natural line of products that relieve pain, help you stop smoking, lose weight, and now we introduce Pepper Care, the power of the pepper, to relieve itchy, dry, flaky skin, psoriasis. It works like magic. You've got to try it. See the results to believe it. Order all-natural Pepper Care online at SinusBuster.com or look for it at better stores nationwide.
This is Trace Atkins. I know you drivers have seen those yellow idle air hoses at truck stops across the country, but did you know Idle Air is building 210 new locations in some 35 states? That's more places to find comfort, clean air, and a quality night's rest. Plus the convenience of TV, internet, movies, and much more. Call Idle Air at 877-553-5823. That's 877-553-5823.
Start your day the liberal way with Bill Press.
Okay, here's the latest. We got to support the war in Iraq, says George Bush, because it's part of the war on terror. Get out of here. The war in Iraq has nothing to do with the war on terror. In fact, Iraq is a huge distraction from the war on terror because it takes resources away from the true enemy, which is Al-Qaeda. So don't believe George W. Bush. Believe me.
The Bill Press Show, 6 a.m. East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left,
146.
He's not just Abe the New Man in Japan, he's Hawkish Abe. Again, I'm sure it's up there. I'm not, see, somebody will get offended, right? You know, we'll have kamikaze pilots flying into our building. You know, I posted, it's an AP story about, you know, how you can now bring the, you know, 3 ounces of whatever crap on the airplane. And I read the San Francisco Chronicle. So I posted the link from there just because you like your links to look different. Well, I don't know whether this was not there or I just didn't notice it. Right next to it is an ad. Just try to remember the kind of September who the governor of California is. And he's going to get reelected, believe it or not. Can you believe that? That stupid asshole is going to get reelected, Schwarzenegger. So there's a lovely, sort of, it's beige, square, there's a flower in the bottom, and it says, California Governor and First Lady's Conference on Women. He'll be there with bells on. And then what is their little saying for the Conference on Women? Arnold Schwarzenegger's Conference on Women. Connect today, seize tomorrow. Oh, I bet Arnold would be like more likely to seize today. You think Arnold's going to wait to seize those women until, isn't that funny? You see how they don't think? What fodder this is for anybody who knows what like a pig that man is, and he is. He's another smoke and fire guy. Although nobody really seems to care, do they? It's like my attitude about my cheating boyfriend all those years. That's how they are. You know, it's like how I think everybody should have thought about Bill Clinton. You know, it's a great man with a character flaw. As opposed to Bush, who's like one big character flaw with nary a man in sight. You know, that's all Clinton was. He had a flaw, you know, like he's a womanizer. He chases women because he has low self-esteem. And, you know, he wants everything. Oh, Bill, I love your dick. Oh, that was a Cohiba? Well, I love you, Cohiba. But, oh, California Governor and First Lady's Conference on Women. Connect today, seize tomorrow. What's he going to put little tags on them, I guess? He'll connect today, and then he'll, you know, take them all home tomorrow. I think they should have come up with something better. I don't think he should be having a conference on women. You know, some governors just shouldn't be having a conference on women at all, even if his wife is going to be there. You know, she can't be everywhere at once, watching which women he's connecting with today and which ones he's going to be seizing tomorrow. Oh, my God. Condi slams Bill. Hillary defends. Senator Boxer knocks Fox News. Fox anchor, we're trying to bring both sides. Senator Boxer, yeah, you are fair and balanced. Thank you very much. Fox anchor, indeed we are. I don't know, people living in a... But it's like these two worlds. It really is. If you listen to me, and, you know, you listen to Rush or Sean, you would think that we were broadcasting, like, from different... You know, so wouldn't you? You would think we're from different solar systems. And what's so funny is they think they're right. They are sure they're right, as I am sure that I am right. So what do you do about that? What can you possibly do? You can hope that there's some fucking news tomorrow, because I know when I'm babbling. And I have a feeling that this is like a babble week. It's a whole week of babble. That's it. Can't help it. Can't help it. No news. Boston Legal tonight at 10 on ABC. Don't miss it. I love it. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146. If I'm alive, I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, Garrett. Goodbye.
Sirius Left 146.
America's fastest growing radio station.
Because even hardcore conservatives are abandoning their president.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A judge in Houston says prosecution is necessary, but persecution was not. Former Enron chief financial officer Andrew Fastow was sentenced to 6 years in prison. The maximum sentence was 10 years. Prosecutor John Houston says it was an appropriate sentence.
The proper sentence for someone who undeniably had committed terrible crimes, but had also rendered extraordinary assistance and had demonstrated remarkable rehabilitation.
Meantime, in Louisiana, former WorldCom chief Bernard Ebers walked into a federal prison to start a 25-year sentence for his role in the accounting fraud that toppled his company. President Bush is disputing some parts of an intelligence document that suggests the Iraq War has boosted the threat of terrorism.
Critics have seized on the National Intelligence Estimate's conclusion that Iraq helped recruit a new generation of terrorists. But the president says, of course, terrorists would use the war for propaganda purposes. However, that does not make it wrong.
I think it's a mistake for people to believe that going on the offense against people that want to do harm to the American people makes us less safe.
At a news conference with Afghan President Hamid Karzai, an irate Bush said the secret documents leak was timed to sway the election, adding Washington hardly seems able to keep secrets anymore. Mark Smith at the White House.
Part of the report will be declassified. Senate Intelligence Committee Democrat Carl Levin says it's not enough.
The entire report should be declassified, period. But at a minimum, the entire report that relates to Iraq, findings or the body of the report, should be declassified.
The brothers who founded the Cali drug cartel, one of whom is called the chess player, are going to prison.
To the chess player today, we just have one last thing to say. Checkmate.
The brothers pleaded guilty in Miami to drug trafficking and money laundering charges. Paris Hilton was charged today in Los Angeles for driving under the influence. She was stopped by police on September 7th. This is AP Radio News. Saddam Hussein got kicked out of court again. The chief judge kicked out all the defendants. The AP's Patrick Quinn is in Baghdad.
Saddam, who was clutching a Quran, the Muslim holy book, tried to make a statement and interrupted the prosecution's questioning of a witness.
Saddam's genocide trial has been adjourned in Baghdad for 2 weeks. Paul McCartney is promoting a new album of classical music. He is talking about his wife, but not his soon-to-be ex-wife, Heather.
It was started when Linda was alive, and we originally went up to Maudlin together. So it has a lot of my feelings for her in it. When she died, it stalled me, and it took a year or so before I could get back into it.
As for his emotional state lately, Paul McCartney says he's doing fine, thank you, it's okay. The album is called Ecce Cormium. It comes out tomorrow with a deluxe version coming out October 17th. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
What are your meetings costing you? Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting? Watching sales go down the drain because you didn't have the right people with you? Flying to headquarters for a half-day training session? Add it all up and you need GoToMeeting, the easiest-to-use web conferencing service. Perform on-screen demos, sales presentations, or training sessions right from your desk. Reduce your travel budget and be more efficient by meeting online anytime, anywhere. All you need is an internet connection and a PC. Plus, meet as much as you want, as long as you need, for one low flat rate. No hidden charges, no surprises. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone promo Sirius. go-to meeting. Online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
Would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention to this message, because you could cut your payment in half with the new Secure Advantage loan exclusively from Quicken Loans. Only the new Secure Advantage loan gives you the advantage of choosing an incredibly low mortgage payment month after month with the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call now to get your fixed rate fast. You could put thousands of dollars back in your pocket. Isn't that worth a few minutes on the phone? Call 800-931-5199 now, and in just minutes, you'll see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment in half. If a 50% lower payment and the security of a low fixed rate sound good to you, call Quicken Loans at 800-931-5199 and ask about the exclusive Secure Advantage loan. Call 800-931-5199 now. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call Quicken Loans at 800-931-5199.
You're suffering from thinning hair. The top of your head, in front, or heaven forbid, both. You don't have to live this way. I know of a product you can try risk-free, and you'll actually see yourself develop thicker, fuller hair with just one application.
This stuff is amazing. I used it just one time, and I couldn't believe it. My hair was thicker and healthier.
The folks at Proceed believe so strongly you'll be satisfied they want to give you Proceed to try risk-free. Use Proceed once, and you won't need another application for 3 months. Yeah, 3 months.
Because of Proceed, I'm more confident in my appearance.
You need proof. Try it for yourself risk-free. See results guaranteed.
Oh, it's amazing. Every time I use this stuff, my hair gets thicker.
I'm going to continue to use Proceed. It's the best product I've ever seen.
Call 1-800-281-9730. There's no reason to live with thinning hair. Experience Proceed firsthand. Get your 3 month supply of Proceed risk-free. 1-800-281-9730. You have nothing to lose. Call
1-800-281-9730. From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule. This is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk. And now, Ed Schultz.
I want more troops, but I'm not George Bush. I've been in favor of more troops for a long time, but I'm not George Bush.
Okay, Joe, all right, we understand what you're saying. Hello, Americans. Once again, there's just so much on the table. We got work to do. Don't you feel better that the president has read key judgments of the NIE? Are we ever going to have somebody who reads the whole damn thing? We've just gotten out of that. Reading is just not something that's important to people anymore. President says that he's read key judgments of the NIA. Folks, there's so much material on the table today, where do I start? Oh, we've got Clinton and Condi in the discrepancy report. We've got, I want to hear the audio. Now, it's so easy for Condi to go to the New York Post and lash out at the former presidents. Now, who owns that? Oh, that's a Murdoch property again. The American people want to know exactly what the truth is, don't we? So why is Condi just selecting a certain media outlet to counterpunch the president in post-interview with Fox News? Gosh, that got a lot of hits on the internet. Did everybody was just flocking to that audio? They didn't, and they had the highest ratings that they've ever had for a number of years over there, and even beat Russert. Of course, Russert had to move off to the side because the golf was going on, the important stuff going on. Speaking of which, the Bears and the Seattle Seahawks, both at 3-0. It would seem to me the tailgate party has already started. That is going to be a dandy. I'm for the Hawks. We're good in Chicago, too. But, you pick a team, you got to stay with it. This is the way it is. And I'm besides that, you Bears, you beat the Vikings. We don't like that too much around here. 1-877-934-6833. We're back to the same old stuff. The president's out there front and center with a press conference today, visiting with Mr. Karzai, and basically telling the American people that staying on the offense is the best way to protect the country. The National Intelligence Estimate says the war in Iraq is creating more terrorists. apparently, to the president, that doesn't matter. Big deal. So what? This is the best way to protect the country. I mean, you know, that comment, staying on the offense is the best way to protect the country. I mean, it is easy to say. It's easy to remember. It's great generic war talk that fits the emotion of the moment. But this is nothing more than a theory. Here comes 16 intelligence agencies that are supposedly working together under Mr. Negroponte. Remember, we had to get them all under one guy. And they put this report out in April and said, well, you know, we're creating a hell of a lot of terrorists over there. And now we got to find another leaker. I'll tell you what, we spend...